And I came across a national radio station where they reported that Joburg Metro has warned residents and motorists, particularly, that if the lights are out, if there's no electricity and the traffic lights don't work, that they are not allowed, if there is a snarl up, a traffic jam, a clogged intersection, they cannot go and direct traffic. If there are no pointsmen, no traffic officials, none of those assurance pointsmen, you're not allowed to do that. I didn't know that. And so we asked the city of Cape Town. And Kevin Jacobs, who speaks for Cape Town Traffic, confirms that in Cape Town you're also not allowed to direct traffic. You cannot direct traffic. The axe is only an officer can stop and regulate traffic. This is not a Cape Town phenomena, says Kevin Jacobs. We have a very good friend of the show, Stefan Esterhazen. He is a Polokwane Municipal Traffic Officer. He's also known as the TikTok Cop. TikTok Traffic Cop, and he's always quite educational when it comes to letting us know what laws, particularly pertaining to traffic and road laws, have to say. Stefan, thanks so much for joining us again. I hope you're being well. But I've always thought, if you are in a snarl up, if there is some sort of fender bender, if there is some sort of clogged intersection, if I felt like I was a do-good citizen of this country, I could simply just pull across and I could just start to help ease the congestion, tell people, no, you stop. No, you can go. Now you can stop. And now you can go. But apparently, that's not the case. You're not allowed to do that. It's surprising. Yeah. What does the law say?
Morning, Lester. Morning. Good to talk to you again. Good morning to everybody. Yeah, Lester, you see that will falls under Section 3 of the National Road Traffic Act, which pertains to authorities who can appoint officers. Then if you go and look under Section 3I, Subsection G, it states that a traffic officer or an appointed officer may direct, is the only ones that may direct traffic. So if a normal citizen gets into an intersection and then starts doing point duty, and they say, for instance, there's another accident, who's going to take the blame? Who's going to take the blame? Who's going to take responsibility for that? Because all officers are trained in managing an intersection, managing traffic control. We do have reservists by us as well, and they are also, they do have appointment letters stating that they are pointsmen, and they are trained. They must complete a training course, and if they cannot complete it, they won't be allowed to do it.
Is this the same for like what they call the Outsurum pointsmen? They used to be in Cape Town, but they're more formally in Joburg. Those are essentially commissioned points people. Is that correct?
I do not exactly know how those officers work. I cannot, but that you would have to speak to Joburg and those places about. But I believe they would be appointed, you know, just via, they have been trained, just a letter stating that they have been trained in point duty and traffic management on a point to control traffic, yes.
Stefan, what does the training entail? Look, I've done my fair share of standing at a parking lot, you know, at a wedding when people are trying to verse and get in and out. Surely it's as easy as commanding someone, okay, you stop, now you go.
No.
And then you say, okay, now you've had your turn, now you stop, now people on this side, they can go. Surely it's as easy as that.
Lester, I can only say, when I started, I was in the military police, and then there we had official training as well, point duty. But when I went to traffic college, we first had, it was like 2 weeks that we were on the parade ground, and then the other people in our squad would be the cars, and then you would practice, you know, your arms must be extended in a certain way. If you have your back to and your front to traffic, that means effectively stop, and then on your side, you would pull them on your side, if you understand what I mean.
I get you.
And then from there on, when I was at college, they used to take us then out, they would start out at more quieter intersections, like where there's a school, where there's not as many traffic, let's say, then you would start there. Then they would take us out to more busier intersections and then switch off the robot. And then you get into the point and you would have to control the traffic, and the instructor would evaluate you. And then if you passed, he would mark it off as you are qualified, you are able to do it. Or else, no, you need more training, you need to look at this, you need to look at that.
So many people being quite surprised, because you think you just want to do a good civic duty. Let's have a listen to a quick voice note, Stefan.
No problem.
Hey, Lester, a car from Kensington here, man. On a couple occasions today, I've seen like a guy at the intersection of Voortrekker and Prestige Drive, you know, there where the ShopRite is. That guy will direct traffic there when there's load shedding, but he doesn't look like a cop to me. I think it's just like a Good Samaritan or something. Do you know if anybody else has seen him?
Can Good Samaritans be charged? Like, can a traffic cop say, well, you're violating a national trafficked law, and as much as we say thank you for trying to assist, your help could have, you know, caused so many problems, so therefore we are charging you with disobeying section number 3 of whatever act?
You can be charged under section 3 for impersonating an officer, yes.
But if I'm not in the, but if I'm in plain clothes, if I'm in civilian clothes, does that still mean I'm impersonating a traffic officer?
Yeah, you see, that is also, you know, I think that is where it also comes in. He hasn't got the authority
to
control the traffic. So, me myself, as say I am off duty, I'm in Joburg now. Now there's some strange guy. Now I'm looking at him. I'm an officer. Who is this guy? I don't have to listen to him. He hasn't got any authority. Some people might have that mindset as well, and then it would cause further problems. It would cause further problems.
Do you have to carry, I know that along with a badge, a police officer also carries an appointment card.
Correct.
Which shows that I am a legitimate, bona fide officer within the South African Police Service. Do you, as a traffic officer, also have a similar card, so that even if you are in civilian clothing and you happen upon an accident, you can then, if someone ever questions you, you can say, well, I am actually a bona fide traffic official.
Yes, all traffic officers are appointed as traffic officers under Section 3, and then we are also appointed as peace officers under the SAPS Criminal Procedures Act. So we can, we do have powers of arrest for, you know, for, say I am off duty and I notice someone stealing someone's handbag or whatever. I, as a peace officer, yes, I'm on duty 24 hours a day as a peace officer. As a traffic officer, I am under, when I am on duty, then I'm a traffic officer. But as a peace officer, I can react to any situation in my vicinity.
Very interesting and important question. I know that police often use the help of community in visible policing and active patrols. Lester, please ask if neighborhood watch members are allowed to manage traffic around the scene of an accident. We often assist at accidents and direct or divert traffic around the scene. What would be your opinion on that, Stefan?
Lester, I cannot say what, because I do not know anything about how they were appointed, what the, you know, I don't know anything about the community policing act or anything like that. So it's going to be difficult for me to comment on that.
I understand.
I have found it in many cases that they do assist until we get to the scene, and then usually they will step out of the road.
And I have seen that when there may be one police van on the scene already, and there's usually, and neighborhood watchers know the communities, so they know exactly where an accident is. There's radio, and people send everything via WhatsApp messages. So if there is a bona fide police officer, he could do they have the ability to deputize? Can they ask me as a citizen to hold this flashlight, or hold, or put this cone over there, or just wave traffic as I'm busy on the senior? Can a police officer deputize on the spot?
Well, I wouldn't say deputize, but he can ask to assist. I have done it in the past. If it's someone I know, You know, it's not going to be a random person. We work a lot, you know, the guys with the breakdown vehicles. Sometimes I will ask them, listen, stop that traffic, stop. But they must, I will make sure that I see that they have got reflective jackets and stuff. Okay. Just to stop the traffic, I am still on the scene. I am monitoring or overseeing everything. So if we are moving vehicles, then maybe I must, if I'm alone on the scene, I'm on this side, he's on that side, I will tell him, okay, stop the traffic. But I will also make sure that that all traffic can see me as well, that I am on the scene.
And as the commissioned officer, you take the responsibility and the liability of anyone that you say, please help me out here. Stefan Estay is in the TikTok traffic cop all the way from Polokwane. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Your thoughts, something that I didn't know, that you can't just be a good Samaritan. You can't just be an active citizen. By if you get to the corner of Somerset and Buitenkrag Street, that is very close to the traffic department, but who knows, sometimes it's still so clogged in peak hour traffic that I can't just say, oi, you stop there, Johannes. You, Walid, come on, come on. You can't do that, apparently. Your thoughts, 021-446-0567. Drop me a WhatsApp.